He likes gaming. He likes films. He likes cosplay. He likes comedy and so much more. He is of Italian and Argentine descent, so therefore he likes chicken milanesa, chimney steak, and pizza, and all kinds of...
Hey, man, hey! Can we hurry it up so I can do my walk-in? What is going on here, dude?
Sorry! Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chazzy, the Chazzosaurus Rex!
Naming off all kinds of things that I like, that wasn't supposed to be the intro. It was just supposed to be a few things here and there. Jesus, my.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast.
Oh, yes.
Bit my tongue earlier. Hard to talk, feels all weird, saliva keeps building up, feels like it's coming from right here, and it's like, it's just coming all right here, it sucks, I hate it, I feel like I gotta keep swallowing, you know, and it sucks, it's right here, it hurts all the time, every time that I talk. How is everybody else, though, doing, man? Oh, yes, dude. Feels weird to be here solo, I'm not gonna lie. Excuse me, hey, seriously, I really did bite my tongue, though. And it hurts. So excuse me if throughout this episode that I just start salivating like a dog who has rabies, or if I'm apologetically spewing saliva everywhere, or you hear me going a lot, which tends to bother a lot of people. So the ASMR crew like it though, you know. The ASMR crew like the little when they can hear like every little thing. Let's see if you can hear this or not. I don't know. Probably not, since it's a Shure mic, you know. I don't know, maybe. I could always fix it, you know? Or people probably like that kind of stuff, you know? The ASMR people, they really dig all that kind of stuff. But there's other people that don't like all that lip smacking or when they can hear you take a drink. You know, people dislike that kind of stuff. Feels weird being solo after a while, man. It's been like four episodes in a row with guests, I think, right? So it feels a little second cam, feels a little weird being here by myself, man. I want to do something before we get into the rest of this episode, before we get into the meat of this episode. I have a package here, a package here from Patrick Hickey Jr. of Legacy Comics and all kinds of other things. He is a friend of the show. He's been on the show two times, and you guys have probably seen the ads that have been thrown into the episodes as well for Legacy Comics. I blacked everything out so you can't see it. All you can see is our names. Just our names, dude. And I wanted to reveal this on the episode, like live in the moment in real time, although I did open it so that way you guys don't have to sit here and watch me do the and try to, you know, open it and make a bunch of noise. But you can sit here and I can waste just the same amount of time explaining it though, and we're good, right? So I'm gonna open this live. Let's see what this package is. Actually, I'm not gonna lie, I know what it is because I backed their Kickstarter, but I have not seen it. Was my other point of opening the package, just because it's open. I just did that for quick, you know, in the moment situations, but I have not actually looked at the contents on the inside. It could be anything. Oh my god. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's the comic, dude. It's the comic. Oh, it's awesome, man. Awesome. It's awesome, man. What am I, from Boston? I'm going to take it out of the little thing so I can show everybody here. This is the Condry issue from Legacy Comics. Absolutely dope, man. This is Patrick's. He wrote this and everything. This is so cool, dude. Let's get the second cam to get a close-up on that. I'm so happy that I legitimately am happy that I actually have a hard copy here, you know, a physical copy. I mean, because I checked out the Condry comics. The camera's having a hard time focusing because it's trying to focus on my face. So we're just going to have to deal with this. And then I'll go back to the second cam if you want to see my face. Hey, how's it going? Hi, how you doing? And then we'll go back to the main cam to see Condry. Hey, what's going on? I'm Condry. And we'll go back to the second cam to see my face. Hey, what's up? Hey, how's it going? All right. This is absolutely dope, dude. Seriously. Written by Patrick Hickey Jr. Illustrated, inked, and colored by Kieran X. Quinn. Condry created by Patrick Hickey Jr. If you tuned into the episode where I had Patrick on, where it was all about Legacy Comics. The episode is entitled Legacy Comics with Patrick Hickey Jr. And we talked about everything Legacy when they had, I think it was before they actually had the Kickstarter. I don't quite remember, man, but this is absolutely dope, man. I can't keep living like this. Gotta be more than this for me. Shit. I never even asked for her name. I guess this is where the story really begins. Condry, dude. Absolutely dope, man. I'm really looking forward to actually sitting and going through the entire thing, you know, physically instead of just seeing it digital. Because like I said, I had the digital versions and everything. I'm really stoked, man. Thank you, Patrick. This is awesome, dude. Get all the information on everything Legacy Comics by following their Instagram at Legacy_comics. And remember, it's comics with an X, you guys. Comics with an X, as well as LegacyComics.com. As you can see here, they're also on Facebook and Twitter alongside YouTube, because Patrick himself and co-founder John Sfidessi have started a podcast entitled Talking Comics. And you can get that where podcasts are available, as well as it's available to watch on YouTube. Much like this one, unless you're watching it on Spotify right now, this podcast. But theirs is available on YouTube as well. So check that out. I subscribe, so make sure that you subscribe, man. Remember, that's comics with an X. Thank you, Patrick. I'm stoked for this. I'm glad that I finally have it. I'm gonna read through it, check it out, and then I'm probably gonna try to find somewhere I can prop it up, man. Prop it up in the background or something. Maybe down here, at least see some of it showing. I'll figure it out. Doesn't matter. So anyway, Legacy Comics, comics with an X. Speaking of X.
You mean like ecstasy?
No, Chario. I don't mean like ecstasy. When have we ever even talked about? No.
No, that's my bad. That's my bad.
Chario, ladies and gentlemen, for those that don't know who Chario is, he's been around. He helps behind the scenes ever since a little while back when I LLC'd side project. He helps behind the scenes with a few things here and there. And he kind of looks like me, but I assure you, we are two different people.
Two different people.
Two. Anyway, speaking of ex.
And he doesn't mean like an ex-girlfriend. He doesn't.
I don't think that they even assumed that, Chario.
Oh, okay, dude. My bad. That's my bad again, dude. You mean DMX, like DMX, right? Like RIP DMX, right? What? Right?
No. Again, that's a negative. Although, DMX, dude, RIP for sure. Am I right? You know? Hey, let me do it. Can I do it? Can I get one in?
Yeah, you get one in, dude.
When it's dark and hell is hot, do it for my dogs. Stay on top. Come on. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Chario, I totally forgot, dude. I got a bone to pick with you. Somebody told me that you were helping some dude in New York sell our merch on the side.
No. Doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell, huh? Strange, because it's almost like someone was giving you some side profit to slaying some of our own merch on the side instead of telling people to just go get it from the actual merch store. So that's very strange. You know what? As a matter of fact, how about we just go ahead and roll the footage?
The footage? Oh, hey, what's up, man? You got the stuff? Password. Batfleck was a good Batman. All right, come on in.
So I don't know what you're looking for. We got new stuff, old stuff, stuff that isn't even out yet. This is just some of the stuff that we keep on display. We keep the rest in the back.
Nice. You've even got the new Project Park tees.
We do. We even got the underrated consoles tee for all the gamers out there. The Project Lines hoodie and all the merch looks great on you. We even got a Combat in the Grid tee.
Does CyProject even sell those?
No, but we do.
Oh, okay.
Were you ever a cosplay of the week?
No. But I want to be. Hey, listen, you got any of those new hats?
Do we got any of the new hats? This guy, he wants to know if we got any of the new hats.
Who you talking to?
Yeah, but I only got a couple on me. They're selling out as fast as Sonic. I got the Project Line Snapback in black and red, and I got the Project Park Vintage Ball Cap. Kevin Feige wears this one every Saturday night.
I'll take the Project Line Snapback. It matches my Run It Up tee.
Yeah, hey, and that looks delicious on you, by the way.
Thanks. Here's the money.
Hey, whoa, hey. You hand the dough to Chario on your way out.
All right, for sure. Thanks, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
You stay nippy out there, okay?
Like, okay. I don't know what that means, but thanks, bro.
All right.
That's right. Available on the Side Project merch store right about now. We've got hats.
hats. Get yourself the Project Lines hat, available in a variety of colors that'll make you look absolutely awesome every time. Hats. We got the Project Park vintage ball cap. You can look vintage in your ball cap. We've also got the regular Project Park dad hats. We also like to call them the Kevin Feige hats. Yes, that's right, we said it. Go and get yours today. Available on the Side Project merch store right now. Hats. Get yourself a hat. Why not?
Feels so good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Feels so good.
So it seems to me like that guy told the other guy to hand the money to Chario on his way out.
Oh, you know what, dude? It's probably another Chario, dude. You know, there's so many Charios these days, dude. It's starting to get crazy. They're all just like entangled, like entanglements, dude, like Jada and August, dude. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy out there these days.
You know what's crazy is I've literally never even heard of another Chario in my entire life besides you. And you know what's crazy is you literally have money sticking out of your pocket right now.
Oh, dude, that? No, dude, that's prop money. I got cast in a movie, series, musical about candles.
A movie, series, musical about candles.
Yeah, dude, I didn't tell you this, dude. I play the wick of the candle, and like, I'm like, somebody light me. And then they come and they light me, and I'm like wearing an orange jumpsuit when they light me, and I flicker around like the flame and of the candle. Weren't you talking about something with like an ex? What was that? What were we talking about? Dude, I'm trying to figure that out ever since you said it. Dude, like, what?
You and I are going to have a little talk later. In the meantime, I think the people have waited long enough. Bringing it back. I said, speaking of ex, because.
Bringing it back.
Why don't we have any X-Men games? Okay? The things that could be done with an X-Men game, dude, the styles, the type of game, it could be on par with something like Insomniac Spider-Man, of course, right? And yes, I know that they are making a Wolverine game, and I'm actually really looking forward to that. We don't know too many details about it, but I'm actually really looking forward to that. I hope that it actually is kind of, did they stay safe? It was like intertwined with the Spider-Man games or not? Or did they say that it was, sorry, once again, dude, the guy, my tongue, dude, it's killing me. It's also deathly hot in here. I got my AC. Is the AC still on? Yeah, it's still on. So I hope it's not making a bunch of noise. It's way too hot to not have it on. But anyway, I know that the Wolverine games are coming. I don't think that we've gotten too much information on them. I do hope that they're intertwined with the Spider-Man one and they create some sort of thing where they all exist in a future game or maybe make appearances. I don't know. But anyway, I know we have that coming, but and I'm obviously aware that we've had X-Men games in the past because I've played a lot of them, but I mean now, right now, like a full-fledged, awesome X-Men game. It could also be on par with something like a Skyrim. Can you imagine this, dude? Can you imagine an X-Men game on par with something like Skyrim? Or even imagine, I don't know if I have too many fans of MMORPGs that tune into the show, but I'm a big fan of them. Elder Scrolls Online, World of Warcraft, I've been playing for like 16 years or some shit, you know, just wasting my entire life. But like, imagine like an X-Men game, like a full-fledged MMORPG X-Men game with like crazy massive open worlds, thousands of players, major customization. I mean, whatever it is exactly that you choose, like whichever road you choose to go down for an X-Men game, there's so many options and possibilities for an X-Men game alone, you know? I mean, of course you could do like a Marvel game as a whole, but also that depends on like where rights are, because I know that who did the Marvel's Avengers game, you know? I played the beta for that, and man, that thing was bad, dude. It was really bad. But then I revisited the game later after a couple DLC. I never played it when it launched because I didn't dig the beta. But then I played it after a couple DLCs, revisited it for a while, and I was having an okay time. I was having a decent time, but it still wasn't like extremely captivating. You know what I'm saying? It still wasn't like, I don't know. It still didn't grab me enough. But I know when it comes to like including Marvel and a bunch of other different characters, there's rights included, and different publishers and developers have the rights and this and that. But imagine just an X-Men game, okay? There's so many possibilities alone with X-Men. For customization, for different genres of games, whether it be a game where you actually play as the X-Men,
Or maybe it's a game where you create your own character, right? You create your own mutant and you go into like Xavier's school and you get to choose a faction to be a part of. I'm, again, kind of basing this off of Skyrim or like MMORPGs, right? And when I say faction, I mean maybe it's something along the lines of like, say you get to choose like the X-Men, right? And you get to go to Xavier's Institute. Maybe you get to choose like a teacher, a mentor, like somebody who mentors you, and you get to align yourself with said character. You could choose to be mentored by like Cyclops or Storm, you know, or Jean Grey or Wolverine, but he's kind of a dick the entire time. You know what I mean?
A cool dick though, you know?
Like, why isn't this a thing, dude? You know, something like what DC Universe Online did, but better. You know what I mean? Because that was met with like mixed reviews. Has anybody ever played DC Online, DC Universe Online? You know what I mean? Like, I played that on both PC, and then I also tried it a long time ago with my brother on like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. I don't know. On Xbox as well. It's better on PC, I think, personally. Maybe, kind of. But imagine if you had like a Skyrim-style X-Men game with classes that you get to choose from, and your classes would be like a base mutant ability, and then maybe in-game you also get to customize it a little bit more to your liking. But there would have to be like, there'd have to be like class-specific mutant limitations, right? And like then taking it like even a step further, you can make it online, multiplayer capable of making it like an MMORPG like World of Warcraft with talent trees and all of that stuff, or like Elder Scrolls Online if you're a fan of those. I mean, how could this work precisely, right? Let's talk about it, dude. Like, would you want something like this, especially if it's MMORPG? Like, it gets me so hyped. Like, I feel like we're so behind on not having an X-Men game. You know, and then especially with, we know that the X-Men are coming into the MCU at some point in time. So that's only going to kickstart it even more, right? And make it even bigger and better and all that. You know, the hype for X-Men is going to get crazy again. But, and then some may say that would be a time to do an X-Men game, right? I actually beg to differ, because then they're going to probably want to, there's a possibility of them wanting to get the likeness of the actors to portray the characters, you know, and then you also kind of get, regardless of how you felt about Marvel's Avengers, you kind of get this like, was stigma the right word? You kind of have this preconceived notion, I guess, maybe. Is that the right terminology of what these characters should look like? So then when you look at Marvel's Avengers game and you see Tony Stark, you see Thor, you see Cap, and they don't look like what you've been used to the last 11 years, some people are just a little put off. Even though you know that that's not what this is going to be about, that Marvel's game. It's not about the MCU. This is its own thing. You just kind of have this like weird feeling for some people, like, well, they don't look like, you know, RDJ. And I can't have Iron Man if it's not RDJ. You know what I mean? So I feel like that could be the possibility with X-Men if they waited. So I think they should do it now. So imagine if it's like an MMORPG, right? For the sake of my example, let's see. There would have to be opposing factions for an MMORPG to work, right? Think Elder Scrolls. I'm thinking Elder Scrolls and World of Warcraft for a lot of my examples, because those are the ones that I'm personally interested in, okay? So I guess you could technically take the storyline of Xavier versus Magneto, for instance, right? And that could actually work pretty damn perfectly as far as two factions. So you could choose to be a part of the X-Men, and maybe work your way up, level up, and to becoming maybe a true X-Men, a part of the X-Men, like officially. So you choose the Xavier faction, you know, faction, the X-Men. The other faction would be working your way up to becoming to be a part of Magneto's side. What is it? The Brotherhood of Evil Mutants? Am I right about that? Which has a vast amount of choices for you to be mentored by too, if you're choosing that faction, as there's been so many members in and out as well. Some X-Men who have switched sides and went with the Brotherhood and then vice versa. But you could obviously choose to align yourself with the Brotherhood and be mentored by the likes of like who? Like Sabretooth, Juggernaut, maybe even, maybe Toad, right? Who? I don't know. Are people going to pick Toad? You know what I mean? Would people pick Toad? Pyro would be a great one for an MMORPG as well. Think something like Mages, you know, Magi. The Blob, right? Mystique, somebody who can, what? I know what Mystique does, but what's the terminology? What's the word? Somebody's screaming it right now, dude. I know somebody's screaming it right now, dude. Somebody's like, come on, Chaz, get it, dude. You got it. Oh, shit. Where they can transform into other people. Oh, my God. Where it's like a mirror image of somebody else. What is Mystique's ability called? Anyway, you guys get it, dude. And
Where do you precisely start this storyline, though, too? Because of regardless of what type of game it is, there's potential for DLC down the line, right? Tons of potential for DLC. Comic storylines for decades, dude. So, but imagine again, if you're an MMORPG fan, you know that the life of a game could be much longer than any other genre if it's MMORPG, with several expansions becoming available over time. I mean, look at World of Warcraft. It's like, what is it now? It's got to be, right? Like 15, 16 years of World of Warcraft now or something like that? Is that what it is? So there's options to see X-Men, like the actual X-Men, like the characters that you're being mentored by or a part of, not your create a character, but there's options to see X-Men join Magneto's side somewhere down the line, switch sides, then options for mutants to end up disagreeing with Magneto and switching sides and becoming a part of the X-Men and seeking change with Professor X, right? And where would that leave your character, though, when being mentored by such, right? So you see there's a lot of like, oh shit, like I gotta play this new expansion because this storyline's gonna change and where's it gonna leave my character? I need to find out, like, how is that gonna work? You know what I mean? And then where does that leave characters like, say, Scarlet Witch or Quicksilver even? You know, the brother and sister duo over here who originally in the comics, I believe they were originally introduced as villains, right? Would they first appear so as villains in this game? I would think so, right? And who's to say that they are even there right away? Who's to say exactly who's there at the launch of the game? You know, bringing it back to like DLCs or expansions, more characters revealed over time to align yourself with, to mix with, to be mentored by, or however the game is precisely set up. You know what I mean? And therefore, that would be like new classes that you get to choose. You know what I mean? Like, so say they introduce Quicksilver later, right? Maybe he's not introduced right away. Maybe he's introduced later. It's so hot in here, you guys. Yeah, it's on. Maybe he's introduced later. So you don't have a speedster type character that you can create. You don't have a mutant that you can create yet that's a speedster type character. Maybe he's introduced later as a DLC or an expansion, and then a new class becomes available, right? And now it's like a speedster. And see, with this, it's like, it's different though. With Elder Scrolls or WoW, you choose a class and then you choose like abilities, and that you have abilities and spells that you can learn over time and talent trees that you can go down and et cetera, et cetera. But with mutants, you're born that way, right? You're born that way. And then there's a certain point in time where your X gene activates, right? Is that what it is in the comics too? You know, I know that's what it is for the movies. Was that it for the comics? The movies are so ingrained in my head. And this is coming from a guy who read the comics as a kid. Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they could work like this. So like, but maybe not so over the top though, where you have several mutant abilities, but you have more than one. You got to have like more than one of something going on, right? To make the game interesting, you got to have more than one ability, right? So over time, you have the ability to level up. So there has to be something that unlocks, abilities that unlock as you continue to level up that make you more powerful over time. How can we explore that precisely? You know, and you got to have more spells or combat abilities or whatever it may be, just in general, but then also over time to keep your character interesting, right? So maybe you could choose like Wolverine to be your mentor, right? And so do you start with Bone Claws? Or do you start maybe as another test subject for the Weapon X program that broke out, right? Or is it even you start as Bone Claws, you go about the first 10, 20 levels or whatever the storyline may be, right? And then you get captured by the Weapon X program or something like that. And then that's how you gain your adamantium, right? That's how you gain your adamantium or something. Again, this is if you're creating a mutant character yourself, the ability to create a character. So maybe it's something like that. And then your character breaks out of the Weapon X program and, I don't know, seeks help or maybe stumbles upon, or someone comes out from the Xavier Institute, like from the X-Men to help he or she, you know? Maybe you get to customize how many claws you have. Do you have three like Logan? Two like X-23, right? Is that her name? You know, or maybe you just have one giant one like Baraka from Mortal Kombat, just looking like a giant middle finger, you know? And then maybe you don't have full regeneration yet, health regeneration yet either. You know, maybe that's a way for longevity for your character in the game, you know, for the game to obtain abilities over time, right? Maybe you're not immune to certain things yet. You have to build that immunity. Again, it's got to be for the sake of the game. You have to have something, right? Maybe every time you pull your claws out, it hurts, right? And it decreases your health slowly by slowly until you learn or activate, level up to your full potential, or like your X gene, you know, levels up. Maybe that's what it is. It's your X gene that levels up, right? Over time, maybe we're doing a couple things, adding a couple things, changing a couple things, making a couple things work for the games per se. You know what I mean? For the game. I don't know. I'm just spitballing ideas here. What do you guys think? You know what I mean? Something like that. You know, same with something such as Cyclops, right? He has family. So maybe you can choose to have your beam come from your eyes, right? Maybe you can on something on par with his brother Havoc, right? Where he generates plasma blast from his nipples, you know? But the point is that you have a choice. That's the whole thing here, is you have a choice, right? You make that choice via customization, right? Maybe my Cyclops character shoots it out of his fucking kneecaps, right? So maybe my Cyclops character, dude, you're in a battle with somebody, right? You're in a battle with somebody like, oh shit, it's Juggernaut, right? Ping, 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 ping. That's how my beams would sound. That's how knee beams sound, dude. Come on. You guys don't know. They didn't know, dude. Tell them. That's how knee beams sound, dude. Also, why am I wearing pants complaining about how hot it is? That's how knee beams sound. You guys should know that, dude. Oh, no, it's Mystique. But she looks like the senator. What am I going to do? I'll shoot my knee beams. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bong.
My lasers shoot out just my right ass cheek. Just the right one.
Totally normal. Totally normal, dude, right? Let's take a drink from our Run It Up mugs, dude. Run it up.
Run it up. Run it up. Run it up. Run it up.
Taste like sexualization. But there's also got to be limitations, right? If you're having like a game like this, there has to be some sort of limitations. You can't just be doing whatever, absolutely super powerful. You've got Omega level mutants to deal with, Professor X, Magneto, Scarlet Witch. Your character can't be top of the line, Omega level, you know, right off the bat, or even for quite a long time if you end up reaching Omega level. Not every mutant is Omega level either, right? So how does that work exactly? Maybe you don't get to have the abilities of Professor X or Magneto, right? Maybe you have like classes, like I said, such as Wolverine, Cyclops, abilities like Storm, Mystique, what's his name? Oh man. What the hell is his? Hold on. There's a name. There's somebody. Hold on. I got to look up X-Men villains real quick. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, Mr. Sinister's a great one to have in this, by the way, to have in the storyline, you know? Onslaught's another good one. Emma Frost. There we go. That's a great one too. Nope, but there's somebody, man, he's red, got blonde hair, X-Men villain, red, blonde hair. Ah, he's one of my favorites, and I can't remember his name. Omega Red. There we go, dude. Oh, man, dude. What exactly are all of Omega Red's powers? Omega Red abilities, powers, whatever. Omega Red is a mutant with superhuman strength, speed, stamina, durability, agility, and reflexes, and the ability to secrete pheromones from his body, typically referred to as death spores. The death spores result in the weakness or death of humans in his immediate vicinity. Excellent hand-to-hand combat, military technician. Okay. Omega Red is capable of lifting about 10 tons normally. So, I mean, that kind of actually works. Like, you could have the death spores as an ability, right? Something like that. You get where I'm going with this? You got to have the limitations. So maybe you don't get to have abilities like Professor X and or Magneto, right? At least maybe not for a few DLCs or expansions. And I mean a few. Because I feel like once you get to Professor X level, you know what I mean? Once you get to a Magneto level, once you get to a Scarlet Witch level even, Like, that changes a lot in the game, right? And that tends to, I mean, you're going to have balancing in an MMORPG or even a Skyrim game style game, RPG game. You're going to have balancing and all that. But still, it's like, I just feel like they're so powerful. It makes, like, for instance, if you chose, if this is even a thing, for the sake of the example, if you chose like a toad style class and then you're battling somebody like Scarlet Witch in PvP or something, you know what I mean? How does that even make sense? You know? So I don't know how they would balance it exactly, but maybe you don't get those powers at all, or maybe you don't get them for quite a long time, right? At least maybe not for a few DLCs or expansions way in the future, because maybe somewhere deep down the line, we get a war with Apocalypse, right? Or whomever, even. It doesn't have to be Apocalypse, right? And the forces, but let's say for the sake of the example, we get like Apocalypse for the sake of the example, like forces. It forces Magneto and Professor X, the X-Men and the Brotherhood, to team up, right? And this is way down the line. This is way down the line because you got so many other things that you could flesh out for the game and pin these factions against each other. But maybe for the sake of story, and I just mean team up. I don't mean the factions merge. I don't mean there's no more longer factions, anything like that. I just mean a simple team up for the sake of the storyline where you kind of have to work together and you fight all of Apocalypse's Four Horsemen and all that good stuff, right? And then it leads up to the big boss battle, which is Apocalypse himself. And then maybe you guys defeat him and then everybody kind of parts ways. And it's kind of like on weird grounds, like we did this together, but we still kind of don't get along because of our viewpoints and this and that on whatever. And then maybe it goes back into the whole storyline with Sentinels and all that good shit. I don't know. You know what I mean? But maybe it forces these to team up way down the line, and it's like an Apocalypse War, Age of Apocalypse style DLC or an expansion. They could hype it up like crazy, right? It would be absolutely awesome, in which, thus, some mutants on top of it move to side with Apocalypse because he's got the Four Horsemen and everything, right? So Storm goes on his side and whomever and this and that, right? And it changes the factions up. Do you know what I mean? And maybe it unlocks new talents and abilities and tiers and maybe new character classes, right? Where you align yourself to be directly mentored by Magneto and Professor X or something. I'm just making, I don't know, dude, you know, or something or other. Or therefore, you have some reason to have their abilities, to gain their abilities, or to have a class that has their abilities. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, you guys. You know what I mean? Roll along with me and drop comments in promo clips or on YouTube or wherever it is. Reach out to me, I don't know, and tell me what you think. I know that kind of defeats the purpose of being a mutant, though, you know, because it kind of doesn't quite make sense because you're born with it. You know what I mean? You got to be born with these things. I mean, you don't have to, right? There's ways around it. Like if Weapon X program, for instance, things like that, but where they enhance stuff, there's ways that you can do something. I don't know. There's got to be a way for it all to make sense. I know that I'm onto something. You know what I mean? I know that I'm onto something. There's just got to be a better way of pulling it all together and having it make sense 100%, you know? And again, this is if you're taking the MMORPG route, you know? You don't have to take that route. But a big part of me says that it would be absolutely dope if you did take the MMORPG route, because then you could create your own character and live in this like massively multiplayer open world that's online and that's forever changing in real time, over time with expansions for years to come if they put that much effort into it and it does well, you know? Just giving you the opportunity to take so many different stories from the comics and bring them to life in an ever-changing world within this game that has massive longevity, you know? And yes, we have the ability where MMORPGs don't have to be on just PCs anymore. Warcraft is still doing only PC, but you have something like Elder Scrolls Online that is on consoles, Black Desert that is on consoles, or what other ones? Is Dungeons and Dragons Online on consoles? Or no, I think that's still just PC. But you could also take certain things that I said above and apply them to just like an RPG in general. It doesn't have to be an MMORPG, you know, a game that's still in lines with something like Skyrim, you know, but I think you could still make it multiplayer though, if that option is it. I feel like a game like this has to be multiplayer, at least what I'm saying, where you're creating your own character and having all this stuff that I just listed a few moments ago. You know what I mean? I feel like it would be best to have it online capabilities, in my personal opinion. You know, but I mean, that's to say that this is a game where you even create your own character, per se. You know what I mean? I mean, having a full-fledged X-Men game just in general, I would be totally stoked with. You know, it doesn't, you don't have to create your own mutant. I think that would be really cool and give players personal choices and uniqueness, you know, to be able to create your own mutant and do certain things and switch it up. I think that would be really, really great. But you don't have to. You could still do one where you have like an X-Men game where it's not like MMORPG or anything like that. And you could still even create your own character, but maybe it's just not as in-depth as an MMORPG would be, you know? You could still make that a multiplayer game. But I kind of think it takes away the possibility of making it an MMORPG, though, if you don't have like a create your own character thing, because then you would just like, if you're just playing as Wolverine and Cyclops, and then you're in an online like world, and then there's another Wolverine and another Cyclops and another Jean Grey and a bunch of Mystiques and Beasts and Nightcrawlers running around with no difference, that doesn't quite make sense. You get what I'm saying? So that doesn't quite work. So an X-Men game where you're actually playing as the X-Men, because in my world, in the one that I was creating here in my head, you're not playing as the X-Men. All the X-Men are in the game, and maybe some other characters that they can get licensing rights to as well. Like maybe the Punisher shows up. You know, they're doing the Midnight Suns game, and a bunch of people are showing up in that one, Spider-Man, and you have the Insomniac Spider-Man games that aren't connected. I think Wolverine's in the Midnight Suns game, and then they're doing the Wolverine game. Those are not connected, right? So Doctor Strange is in that, and I believe they're making a Doctor Strange game, solo game, and I don't believe those are connected. So you never know how it works. There still could be other people appearing ones. But the ones I was thinking of, you're not playing as the X-Men. You're playing as your created character, but all these characters from Marvel are in it. The X-Men are in it, and maybe other characters from Marvel, like I just said. But if you had just a dope X-Men game in general where you're actually playing as X-Men, I feel like that would have to be either single player or a more grounded multiplayer experience with like limitations to your character selection, you know what I mean? And character customization as well, you know? But definitely your character selection, like if you're playing with multiple people, you know? That would probably be a little, like I said, a little bit more grounded. Wouldn't be massively multiplayer online, maybe not quite open world, a little bit more linear, maybe four players, right? Maybe just four players, and you have a wide selection of characters you could choose from. Something like that, I don't know, you know? But even that would be dope though. I would even just love that. I think it's time for a dope X-Men game, like a full-fledged open-world X-Men game, a little bit more even on par with something like the Spider-Man games. Just make it an amazingly in-depth, really good X-Men game, dude. So whether it be single-player, multiplayer, RPG, action, MMORPG, whatever it may be, I think it's time for an amazingly dope X-Men game, dude. What do you guys think? I want to know your ideas. I've been spending a lot of time thinking about this, like over time. I've wanted to do an episode about this for like a year now. Back even when Juice was on here, I thought it would be great to have somebody to have that dynamic, that back and forth with, you know, and I was going to wait to have some other people. I just flipped the camera off. That was super cool. Other people on this episode to talk about this one. But I've been having guest after guest after guest. Felt like, you know, I'll do a solo episode because I believe the next episode I got some more guests coming on as well. I got a lot of people lined up. But I do want to know everybody's thoughts on this, man, because I think we're long overdue. Like, why the hell don't we have an awesome X-Men game yet? Why don't we have them, dude? You know? Like, seriously. I've been trying to figure it out. Go ahead. Keep going. And really, like I said, I think it's best to do it now before they introduce the X-Men into the MCU. I think it's best to do it now before they introduce the X-Men into the MCU. Let's take a sip from our Project Park mug. Oh, yes, dude. Yes, dude. Also, the Chasasaurus Rex mug. Glory, success, sexualization. What are you talking about, Chazzy? I don't know, dude. I don't even know anymore, man. You guys, check this out, man. This week's episode is brought to you by Tilted Nation, gaming utilities to build your dream setup. And check this out. Look at this. Let me get this out. Look at this, dude. Okay, look. Tilted Nation was nice enough to send me this. This is absolutely dope, you guys. Where's the box? Let me get the box, too.
show you guys the box. Look at this, man. Tilted Nation Gaming. Absolutely awesome. Follow them on Instagram at Tilted Nation Gaming. This is dope, dude. It is a it comes in white and black. It's pretty much a 3-in-1 headset and controller stand. It charges your controllers on top of it as well. It's absolutely dope. Let me show you how it works, dude. Okay. Let me move the box for now. Sorry. So check this out. Look, I hope you could see. I may do some other camera angles in editing. So you pop this little bad boy out right here, right? And it's this little piece. Let me see if I can show the second camera. Second camera, get it? Let's see if the first camera gets it too. Kind of. No. Okay. Whatever. It's this little magnetic piece, right? And if you have an Xbox Series X or S controller, which is the same thing, or a PS5 controller, you know, you plug this into the top of the controller, right? Let me see if I can show you guys pretty good. I'll probably make some more camera angles, like I said. And it's magnetic. See, it just goes right there, but you plug it into the top of the controller, and then boom, you're charging your controller, dude, right? And then that's charging your controller just like that right now, and it's magnetic. So Xbox Series X or S controllers, which again is the same thing, or a PS5 controller, and then it fits perfectly right back in its little slot, dude. It's absolutely dope. I'm not even kidding. It's absolutely dope, dude. And then it comes with an extra one in the box just in case you lose it because it's a tiny little thing. But here's what's even more dope about this, right? It's got a USB 3.0 port on the front right here, right? Then it's got four USB 3.0 ports, and one's a USB-C on the back as well. And one is used to plug it in, so you could plug it into an outlet, or you could plug it in directly to your computer or directly to your console and power it up. It's got RGB lighting, dude. The settings. There we go. The different settings. Look at that. The different settings on the RGB lighting, dude. Absolutely dope, man. It's got so many different ones. Look at this. One of my favorites, actually. I like that one. Going up, right? Ready? And then we're going up. Then bing, bong, hoo, and then you're going back down. It's absolutely dope, dude. Look at different colors, solid colors. I like that one. It's kind of, oh, actually, no, not that one. Hold on. Let me see. There's one that's kind of like that one. There we go. This one's the color of the podcast, so I dig that one. But check this out, right? Then you could also put your headset. Dude, you know what I'm saying? Look, even the podcast, dude, it's like, oh man, you know what? My ears, it's getting hot in here. I'm getting a little sweaty. I'm just going to set this right here, dude. You know what I mean? Just going to set this right here. And then, hey, you know what? Actually, I'm ready to put it back on. Hey, can you hear me? He's coming on your left side. You know what I mean? Absolutely dope, dude. And then look at this. Those USB ports that I was talking about, right? The charging port right here that fits the actual controller. Those are for, like I said, Xbox Series X, S, and PS5 controllers. But say you even want to plug in hold on. Damn, I had another cable. Where'd it go? Okay, well, I guess I lost the other cable. I'm sorry. But you could plug in like an Xbox One controller or what have you, or any other controllers that are USB enabled, and you could plug it in right here and charge that controller. You could put it on the back, charge that controller. Say you have a Nintendo Switch controller even too, dude, right? So you take your Nintendo Switch controller and you could plug it in and you're charging your Nintendo Switch controller, dude. Look at that. Now my Nintendo Switch controller is charging. I could plug my phone in here because that's also USB, whatever it may be. It's absolutely dope, dude. And like I said, they come in white and black models. It's got the headset thrown, the Savage RGB lighting, magnetic remote charging dock, 4-port USB 3.0 hubs, cross-platform compatibility, man. It's absolutely dope, and I mean that. I'm dead serious. I thank Tilted Nation for sending me this. It's going to look absolutely awesome. I'm going to put it actually – I haven't decided 100% actually. I kind of want it over by my PC because of all the RGB lighting and everything. It looks dope. But then I also want it in my living room because I'm a different kind of beast. You guys let me know who you are too. Like, I have certain things going on in the podcast room / game room where I've got like my PC and stuff like that. And I game on my PC, keyboard and mouse, but also certain games, controller. But then I'm also like an old school gamer, dude, where like sometimes, man, I just like to, sit. I was wondering, I was blocking the camera there. I just like to sit on the couch and play some games, you know. So I got my Nintendo Switch set up in the living room, and I've got my Xbox set up in the living room as well. So I kind of also kind of want to put this
in the living room, you know, because sometimes I get like COD in or Fortnite in with the boys, you know, or whoever, and I'm playing in the living room, kicking back on the couch, you know what I mean? So I kind of want to put it over there, and it would be a nice addition into like my entertainment system in my living room too. So I'm not sure, man, but you guys got to go get them, man. You can get yours by going to tiltednation.com right now. Everything's spelled exactly how it sounds. They have free shipping if you happen to spend over $50. They're also available on Amazon, you guys, and if you have Prime, you get their one day, the Prime 1 day shipping eligibility. It's there. You can get it. So you'll get this with quickness. If you're like, oh my God, holy crap, and you saw this right now, me talking about it, and you want to go get it, and you're like, ah, I got to go get it right now. You can go to Amazon, type it in, oh my God. Or maybe you're on the phone, and you type it in, you go, oh, I want this. And boom, tomorrow, dude, it's here. It's here tomorrow, dude. Maybe you're watching this on the 4th of July right now, right? Because if this episode comes out on time, it comes out during the 4th of July, right? So maybe you're barbecuing and you've got this playing in the background and you're kind of watching it here and there because you just can't take your eyes off my beautiful face. I know it's hard, dude. I know it's hard. It's really hard. It's hard, dude, you know? So maybe you can't take your eyes off and you're barbecuing things up. You're like, what do you got? Maybe you're an All-American. You got some burgers going. You got some hot dogs going. Maybe you're kind of like me. You got the Argentine situation going. So you got some steak and you're putting some chimney. You got some chimney on your steak. Maybe you're making like peppers and sausage, doing all that kind of thing, like an Italian, because I'm also doing that. You know, maybe, who knows? Who knows what you got going on, dude? You know, some potato salad, some chips, and you're all hanging out with your boys or your family, you're doing things, and all of a sudden you hear Tilted Nation Gaming, and you hear headset, 4 USB ports, you see all the things that's going on here, and you're like, I've got to get one right now. So you head over to TiltedNation.com, and you grab one, and you get 50% off. I mean, you get if you spend over $50, you get free shipping, right? But then you're like, you know what, hold on, I need it now, dude. So maybe you have options. So you head on over to Amazon, and you're like, all right, dude, 1 day, I'm gonna get this thing in 1 day. Then tomorrow, After the 4th of July, dude, tomorrow you have it. You're propping your headset up. You're telling your boys, dude. You're putting your controllers there. You're charging your phones. Maybe you have an old school iPod and you're just like, hey, dude, I don't know why I have an iPod, but I do. And I'm going to charge it on this Tilted Nation dock. You never know, dude. Get them right now, dude. Make sure you follow the Instagram, Tilted Nation Gaming on Instagram, TiltedNation.com. Tell them the Side Project Podcast, the Chazosaurus Rex sent you. Gaming utilities to build your dream setup, dude. This thing is really dope. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Thank you, Tilted Nation, for sending this to me. I'm going to use the hell out of it. Just got to figure out where I want to put it, you know? I just want to figure out where I want to put it. And actually, it really is going to be helpful to me because sometimes I don't like charging. Like, I like having options, dude. You know, I got a lot of things, a lot of different controllers. My Xbox controller dock only has two chargers, so this opens up the ability to charge more. You know what I mean? And then I charge my Nintendo Switch via the actual Switch, but sometimes depending on where I place it, maybe I want it longer. Maybe it's about to die and I want to play with the Pro Controller, you know what I mean? But it's about to die, but where I have my Switch is not close enough. Maybe I'm putting this one closer so I have that option. Really dope, dude. Really dope. I dig it. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than on Instagram at super_Dai. Is that how you say it, dude? Jesus, you know what I mean? These names, man. I'm only one person, dude. I can't pronounce everything, man. Is it Dai, dude? It is super_DAIGH. Is it Irish, man? I looked it up. Here, we're going to keep it real. Actually, let me throw it up on the screen first, and I'm throwing it up on the screen right about now. Look at this, dude. It's Red Hood, man. Check this out, though. This is this is what I do when I don't know officially how to pronounce people's names or I'm a little iffy about it. It's so hot in here, you guys. Jesus. Check this out.
Dai.
Is that it, bro? Is that it? Are you Irish, man? Is it?
Dai.
Dai. Is it?
Dai.
Why does she say it like that? Dai. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Cosplay of the Week is super Dai. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than super_Dai. This is absolutely dope, man. I love this man. And the caption says, tell that pasty-faced freak, if he wants me, I'm right here. He goes on to say, I had a great birthday last week and some good time off Insta. Thanks again for everyone for all the birthday wishes. Came back to a killer album of photos sitting in my inbox from the Nashville Comic-Con. Just wait till you see the rest of these. And the photos, well, at least this one, is by the incredible Jeff Jenkins Photography. And the mask file was by LeFleur Props. LeFleur Props. The mask and crowbar is by TN3D Print. And these are awesome, bro. By the way, happy birthday. By the time this comes out, I think it'll be like 2 weeks since your birthday or something, or like a week and a half, 2 weeks. I don't know. But happy birthday, brother. I also forgot to tell you happy birthday. I apologize for that. We've talked a few times here and there just briefly about a couple things. But I forgot to tell you happy birthday. So happy belated birthday, brother. This is absolutely dope, man. I really dig this. The crowbar. I see what Jason Todd. The crowbar. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. We all know what's going on. Second cam. You feel me? He does. The crowbar is absolutely dope. I like the way that you're gripping it. You know, yeah, me and you, dude. Hey, dude, come on. You know what I'm saying? Dude, me and you, bro. It's like twinsies. You know what I mean? Hey, crowbar looking great, dude. I like the hood that you got going. It's like simplistic, but also amazing at the same time. And it's not to say that simplistic is not amazing. I'm just saying like it's a simplistic, but it's also amazing. I love the wraps. That one's one of my favorites, dude. But I don't want to say, there's a thing. I'm saying something and now no one's going to know what I'm talking about. Only I do in my head. There's a reason why I like the wraps. I guess I'll tell that. Supposed to come on. Am I spoiling something? Maybe you're supposed to come on. Supposed to come on the podcast. Maybe we can talk about some things off camera. The wraps, I dig that with the gloves and everything. With the red vest with the hood, the red jacket, cut off sleeveless jacket with the hood and everything. I like the mask that you got going on, battle worn and all that. You see, I was gonna say scars, but it's not really a scar. But I guess you just indentations, cuts, scratches, and all that on the mask and everything. The eyes are perfect, bro. With the red, do they light up? I'm curious. Maybe they don't because it's just the eye thing. You know what I mean? I don't know where you would have like the battery pack and all that. Either way, it's absolutely dope. You even got the I don't know if you want this pointed out or not, but like you even got the veins on your forehead going, so you could tell that you're angry. And I mean that. I'm being dead serious because it's bringing out the character. Is my point? You know what I mean? You're going. You got it. You're going. You're gripping it. You see the grip in your muscles, you see the grip in your hands and everything, and the meanness in your eyes, like you're out, you're ready for revenge. Like it says, tell that pasty faced freak, if he wants me, I'm right here. That pasty faced freak, I'm right here. Super die, super underscore die. And I want to throw up a second photo, and I'm throwing it up right about now. Soft now, dude. It's a nice little tap on the ass kind of now. You know what I mean? And this one features none other than previous guest of the show, previous cosplay of the week, Masked Mateo. We all know him. The caption says, smile for the camera. And then they're also asking, who are you going to play as in Gotham Knights? Who am I going to play as? And the photo was by Jeff Jenkins Photography again, spelled exactly how it sounds. Awesome photo. I dig the both of you there. I like the cargo pants. You get to see a little bit more full body of what Super Die's doing here. I really like it, man. It looks dope, dude. And I like how you have the strings hanging down, the excess hanging down off the wraps, dude. It's really dope. Who am I gonna play in Gotham Knights? I still wanted to see gameplay of Batgirl. Excuse me, of Batgirl and Robin. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I was going for Red Hood first. Then I saw the gameplay, and now I'm not 100% certain. I think I might be checking out Nightwing, but I still kind of think I'm going to check out Red Hood, you know? We'll find out. Was also talking to Masked Mateo, dude, and he told me that you're a prop maker on top of it, dude. You are a prop maker on top of it, man. You made some of Mateo's weapons as well that light up, and you did his Cyclops visors as well. Mateo's got a Cyclops cosplay, and you did his visors as well, and his birdarangs and everything. Absolutely dope, man. I really dig that. And before we get out of here, because if anybody who's maybe just seeing this as a promo clip, the full episode, if you didn't tune into the full episode, I'm talking about X-Men games. But check this out. I'm talking about X-Men games today and why we don't have one and what we could have. And I go super in depth about the details, the genre, how it could play out. Maybe it's an RPG like Skyrim. Maybe it's an MMORPG like Elder Scrolls Online or World of Warcraft. Maybe it's more of not any of those things in a single player. Maybe you create your own mutant and you get to play as your mutant and choose to either be a part of the X-Men, Xavier's Institute, go there and level up, or maybe you get to choose Magneto's Brotherhood of Evil Mutants and they're pinned against each other. Apocalypse is in it. Maybe there's all kinds of different stuff going on. I mean, I went in depth. So I want to throw up something that has to do with Marvel that's from Super Die as well. So I'm throwing that up now. Oh, and it's his Defender Strange, dude. And the caption says, things just got out of hand. And they did, dude. They did. They so did, man. They did, because your hands are out of hand, bro.
you know? You don't even have a hand available because you're too busy. You know what I mean? You're too busy doing teleportation shit, dude. You ain't got time. You know what I mean? Hey, bro, can you give me a hand? No, dude, I can't. I'm busy. This is absolutely dope, dude. And one of the reasons that I'm highlighting this, though, I mean, well, first, let's take a look at it, right? Am I right? Do I even need words? It's fun. Come on, dude. It's dope. You got come on, dude. What? You know what I mean? You make a great Doctor Strange, dude. I dig it. The effects on this are absolutely awesome. The suit is accurate as all hell. I mean, it's beautiful. But one of the reasons I really want to bring this up is because in the caption, he continues to say, it's been really fun trying out the new camera lens and attempting some edits in Lightroom and Photoshop, but it really gives you some perspective for the real photographers and compositors of the world. Shout out to all of them for having the patience and the time spent perfecting the craft. Let me know in the comments what new hobby you've recently jumped into or want to try. Dude, you do the cosplays, you do the photography, you do the prop making, you're messing around in Lightroom and Photoshop. You're a one-stop shop, dude. You're a one-stop shop. And I know how that is because everything, I do it all myself too. And I dabble in certain things and I'm not the best at everything. Maybe I'm better at certain things. Maybe I'm not as good at certain things, but it's all fun and games. You're having a good time. You're creating. If you're a creative, you're just loving it. You like learning new things. I've always kind of done, you ask what new hobbies. I've always kind of done photography here and there for fun, but I myself have delved into photography. And I'm having a great time with it. I've posted maybe a couple things here and there, both videography and photography on my personal page more so. Obviously, you see stuff from the podcast and the skits that I do from the podcast and whatnot. But personal stuff, photography, and I've done a couple other things for other people, some stuff I haven't put out yet until I'm 100% more comfortable. But I'm having a good time with it. You know what I mean? I'm having a good time with it. So that's a new hobby that I decided to jump into a little bit more and invested in a really good camera, you know? So I'm having fun with that as well. I've always wanted to delve into Lightroom. I dabble in Photoshop and everything, but this is absolutely dope, man. Super Die, you're an awesome dude, man. I can't wait to have you on the show and chop it up with you, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, whoa there, dude. That's that. Again, if this is a promo clip, bit my tongue earlier, having a hard time. Ladies and gentlemen, please go follow Super Die and that's Super _ DAIHG on Instagram. And one more time, just because I don't even know. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Super _
Die.
On Instagram, because Super Die, your Red Hood and Defender Doctor Strange cosplay of the week for me is amazing. One more time with the Run It Up mug, dude.
Run it up, run it up, run it up, run it up, run it up.
If you don't drink like a dog who's been running out in the hot sun, what are you even doing? You know, like, what are you even doing, dude? Are you really even getting hydrated if that's the case? I don't think so, dude. I don't think so, dude. I don't think so, dude. No, I don't, dude. I don't, man. I hope everybody had a good 4th of July, you know, or you're maybe if you're watching this on the 4th of July, if everything comes out on time, maybe you're watching this right now during the 4th of July. And I hope you are having a good time. With whatever it is that you're doing, if you celebrate it or if you don't celebrate it, for people that are outside of America or whatnot, maybe you don't celebrate stuff either, you know, I mean, why would you? I hope everybody had a good time, whatever it may be, a great weekend. I hope your week into the week is great as well. And thank you to everybody that's been coming on the podcast lately, man. Thank you to everybody that's been working with me, collaborating with me, letting me talk to them, interviewing with me, just coming on and shooting the shit with me. And thank you ahead of time to all the people that I've got lined up that are coming on in the future. Bear with me if I haven't reached back out to you yet to officially schedule something. You know that the episodes right now are biweekly. I am working on a bunch of different other things outside of the podcast right now as well. So just bear with me on a couple things. But as you can see, because I've had a lot of guests on lately, it's happening. You know what I mean? It's happening. Things, people are coming on. I'm booking them for sure. So I know two or three people that I've talked to and we're working on the schedule right now. But I think the next episode should have somebody, a couple people, maybe if it works out, that are on as well. You know me. I don't like saying things until it happens. So thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/ Side Project Podcast. When you go down and hit that big red subscribe button that says subscribe, and you get 100 sexy project points. I don't know what we're doing with them, dude. Thank you for watching on Spotify as well, because the videos are now available on Spotify as of a couple episodes ago, a while and back now. It's actually been a decent amount of time. So thank you for doing that, for following and for rating on Spotify as well as listening on Apple and Google and anything else that you listen on and we rate and review. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me at IG Hates Chazzy on Instagram, and everything else you need to find me on is on the screen right about now. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. And remember, that is Project with a K, like Mortal Kombat or Linkin Park. Oh, yeah.